Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Morning, everyone. Jennifer Zamparelli here with you till 12. It is 9:50, and last night was a big night. Big night. It was the premiere of Michael Flatley's long, long awaited movie, Blackbird. It was its premiere. So the Lord of the Dance is the writer, the producer, the director, and the star of the film. Like the rest of us, arts journalist Chris Wasser was dying to see it, only dying to see it. And he joins me in studio now to tell me all about it. We're dying to know what you thought of it. Chris, good morning. Thanks for coming in, first of all. Now, before we talk about the movie, how long has it taken to get this film to the big screen?
4 or 5 years, actually. It's been 4 years since Michael Flatley showed us the poster. Two posters for this thing.
Okay.
And since we learned that, you know, he'd done short films before. I think he had made 2 short films. But he has been doing the promo rounds now and telling us that forever he was telling his dear mammy that he was going to make a film. And that, especially when he retired from dancing, that if he had the time and the money, he was going to pump that into a feature film.
Yay.
And we saw the poster and we thought, okay, I thought I have to see this thing. If this thing exists, I need to see it. I need to review it. But it's everything just went sort of quiet on the Blackbird front. Now, you could blame the pandemic, but I'd say there might have been a distribution problem as well.
Right.
Who's going to distribute Michael Flatley's vanity project? He's also said that it's not a vanity project. I'm sorry, if you're not a filmmaker and you are a millionaire and you decide to write, direct, finance, star in your own James Bond, that's a vanity project.
Okay, yeah, that would be the criteria of a vanity project, I would say. How much cash are we talking was pumped into this? Do you know?
Oh, no one knows. Oh. No, there's an awful lot of secrecy around this thing. You know, no one, for example, it would have been fun to know about this thing while it was being made.
Yeah.
But the first that we heard of it was when, you know, it was already in the can and that we already had a poster for it. And also, the other funny thing is that people had seen this before yesterday. The press screening was yesterday morning. The world premiere was last night. But was it really a premiere? I mean, there are whispers that there was a screening in Rathmines a few years ago. There was another at the Monaco Film Festival. The Monaco Film Festival is a festival that I only heard about when it first took place, and he was awarded Best Actor. So I'm not really sure how serious we should take the Monaco Film Festival. So anyway, this thing is real. I sat in the cinema yesterday morning and I thought, I won't believe that it's real until the lights dim, until I see Michael Flatley's face on screen. And when I did, it did not disappoint. Now, I mentioned Bond. It's actually more like Casablanca. It is, you know, the story of a retired secret agent who retired because... And he's actually, Jennifer, he's part of this band of spies called the Chieftains. So that's a fabulous start, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
And something has gone wrong with the Chieftains. Mm-hmm. And his fiancée is killed. And the film starts out at her funeral. And he says, the Blackbird is dead. The Blackbird is no more. I'm retiring. So we cut to 10 years later. He's running a nightclub in Barbados. All of the Chieftains have joined them. But of course, he's going to be pulled out for one last job because an old flame, not the dead girlfriend, although I wouldn't have put it past Flatley, she comes back and she has this arms dealer for her husband-to-be. So things get a little bit messy. The Blackbird is going to have to, you know, resurrect himself.
Okay. So I asked you off air, did you feel like walking out? Was it that terrible? Like you said, it kept you in the cinema.
Yeah.
Partly because it's so short.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. So could you see the money that was spent?
No.
Okay.
It's weird because aside from having problems in the directing department, storytelling, lighting, pacing, editing, photography, acting, everything, it's actually quite competent, but competent in the way that the camera never falls over and that everyone seems to remember their lines. But I don't know how much money has gone into this thing, but it tells a story. It doesn't tell it very well, but you don't really have time to think about leaving because there are 80 odd minutes on the clock. And also, it is unintentionally hilarious. So it's undeniably peculiar. You know, it's Michael Flatley's The Room meets Taffin meets a James Bond spoof meets Casablanca if Casablanca was made by a kid. It's entertaining in a way. It somehow transcends its awfulness to become, you know, kind of an unintentional comedy. And I think that people might flock to it the same way that they flock to The Room, let's say. You know, there will be, you know, and The Room, for anyone who doesn't know, is often deemed the worst movie ever made. It was made by this chancellor called Tommy Wiseau, who actually was sitting on a fortune. Nobody had ever heard of him before, and he decided to make his own film, had no experience. It's absolutely terrible. But there are midnight screenings somewhere every Friday all over the world. And people go to these things, they recite the dialogue along with it. And, you know, Blackbird delivers in that respect. There are brililliant scenes in here that, you know, there are things in this film that other spy films don't do. For example, Michael Flatley's Blackbird, Victor Blackley, he's discussing how he won't come out of retirement, how, you know, life is much better now. And he's loading drinks into his hotel and he's wearing this flat cap. And then he decides to go for a drive. And just as he decides to go for a drive, takes off his flat cap and an assistant comes over and gives him a fedora to get into his car. I'm thinking, why did you need the change of hat? You know, there's another scene where he turns to a priest and says, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned and I'm about to sin again." You know, it's that kind of thing. But one other thing I should say is it's being billed as this action movie. There's no action in it.
None. Okay.
There's none.
Okay.
It's all yapping. It's all characters talking about things that they have done.
Well, stunt workers are very expensive, let me tell you. I know that. I know that from living with one. They charge an absolute fortune.
I think Flatley did all his own stunts here.
Oh, yeah. Dare I say, could this become like one of those cult classics that people, like, now I want to get all my girlfriends with a bottle of Prosecco and go and watch it and have the time of our lives. Like, in that respect, could it become a success? Intentionally, but reluctantly.
Oh, absolutely. You know that scene that goes around from Taffin where Pierce Brosnan's debt collector says, you know, to his female co-star, "Well, you shouldn't be living here." And it's the worst delivery of any dialogue ever written. But, you know, and it's a terrible performance. There are things like that in Blackbird that will make it fun for you and your friends to go along to. You know, you'll sit there and you'll watch how this, you know, heroine who is just, you know, devastated and has received the shocking news and the world is in danger, and she runs up to Victor Blackley, and Victor Blackley turns around and says, "Ah, Vivian, how are you?" It's that's sort of awful. But here's a big question. Is Flatley in on the joke? I don't think he is.
No.
I think he's surrounded by the kind of people and the kind of people that money can buy. And also he surrounded himself in his own buzz that he's probably not aware that the world is laughing at him.
Mm.
And I don't mean to be mean to him, but, you know, look, you have put this out there. You have delivered this film. You need to be prepared for, you know, a negative reaction. I am giving a negative reaction, but I'm also
You're selling it to me, Chris.
Maybe it's that, you know, I'm encouraging people, like, go see this. Mm. You know, you will not be bored. You will have a laugh. I cackled like a madman at the press screening. And look, I hate whenever people clap at the end of a film. It is up there with clapping when a plane lands. You shouldn't, you know, you should just immediately be kicked out. People applauded when this thing finished yesterday morning. And I was one of them. I thought it was hilarious.
National Cinema Day is this Saturday, the 3rd of September, and tickets in lots of cinemas across the country are only €4. So this weekend is the perfect weekend to see it. We are so selling the shit out of this movie, Chris. Chris, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Blackbird. The other great news is that Michael says there is a sequel in the works.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's going to China to make it, apparently. Can't wait. Can't wait. And hopefully there's some dancing in this one, because there's no dancing in the last one.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.